This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israel's military announced Thursday what it called new and improved measures to bring humanitarian aid into the Gaza Strip, including constructing a new land crossing into northern Gaza. International humanitarian groups have complained for months about barriers in bringing aid by truck into Gaza, citing both delays by the Israeli military and a lack of safe access to areas such as northern Gaza. In a video statement, military spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said a new crossing would enable 58 more trucks per day to pass through from the seaport of Ashdod to the crossing and into Gaza.
The combination of these new measures means that we expect the daily average of trucks going into Gaza to go up gradually from 350 per day to around 500 per day.
The head of the UN Migration Agency said Thursday fatigue among international donors could compound the issues created by the mass displacement of Ukrainians after Russia's invasion, making the situation more expensive to solve. UN data indicates Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February of 2022 triggered the biggest refugee crisis in Europe this century, with 6.5 million Ukrainian refugees having been recorded globally and 3.7 million displaced within Ukraine. International Organization for Migration Director General Amy Pope said the war dragging on can weaken the resolve of some donor nations, citing funding from the U.S. currently tied up in Congress.
If the donor community walks away right now, it's not going to fix the problem. Actually, the problem could become compounded and become more expensive. And then ultimately, we're not only talking about a much more significant response, but we're talking about greater loss of life, greater instability, greater regional instability.
This is VOA News. As his official visit to Washington continues, Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida addressed the U.S. Congress Thursday, stressing the importance of keeping a strong partnership between the two countries at a time of tension in the Asia-Pacific. Kishida said America needs to remain involved in global affairs, pursuing the belief that freedom is the oxygen of humanity.
The U.S. shaped the international order in the post-war world through economic, diplomatic, military, and technological power. It championed freedom and democracy. It encouraged the stability and prosperity of nations, including Japan.
Kishida is expected to participate in a summit later Thursday at the White House, along with the leaders of the Philippines and President Joe Biden. Poland's parliament Thursday finally held a long-awaited debate on liberalizing the country's strict abortion law. Traditionally, Catholic nation has one of the most restrictive abortion laws in Europe. But as Associated Press correspondent in Warsaw, Vanessa Gira explains, the reality is a little different.
Many women, in fact, have abortions. They either travel abroad or, in most cases, they order pills online, which are sent often from the Netherlands or some other country. Nothing is really expected to change anytime soon. There are a number of politicians with a lot of power who are conservative, and they would not vote to change the law. One of them is the president, who has the power of veto. The other is the Speaker of Parliament, who has already banned the abortion advocates from even entering the gallery in the parliament to attend the debate today.
O.J. Simpson, the decorated U.S. football star who was acquitted of charges that he killed his former wife and friend but wound up in prison years later on related charges, died Wednesday at the age of 76. AP correspondent Margie Zoraletta looks at O.J.'s entertainment career.
One of the enduring images of O.J. Simpson's career as an entertainer was his running through an airport and leaping over counters for Hertz rental cars in the 1970s. In 1978, he was the second pro athlete to host Saturday Night Live after Fran Tarkenton.
Please! Throw down your guns!
Simpson was known for playing Nordberg in the Naked Gun movies, and he had a role in The Towering Inferno. He was considered for the title role in The Terminator, but producers thought Simpson had too nice of an image to be considered a cold-blooded killer. Simpson was working on a movie called Frogman shortly before the 1994 deaths of his ex-wife and her friend.
That was AP correspondent Margie Zoraletta reporting. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.